Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline.
My name is Delia Arnold.
Delia Arnold, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's nice to have you here. I hear you've been a bit busy recently, flying here, there, everywhere.
Yeah, I've been. Just came back from New York, and then I'll be going back to Cleveland in about a week or so.
Wait a minute, New York to Cleveland? It's a bit of a like. It's a big difference, right?
Yeah, I know. I had like a 2 weeks break in between, so I didn't want to stay there. It's too long.
It's too long. What, yeah. Cleveland or New York?
New York,
obviously. Isn't it obvious?
I mean, I'd like to stay in New York for a long while.
But why are you in Cleveland?
There's a tournament then, Cleveland. Okay. Yeah.
And she's playing Camille Serm, is it?
Ooh.
Yes, I'll be playing her the first round of Cleveland.
And she's, what, the fourth seed in the world right now?
Yeah, something like that. Ranked fourth in
ranked
the world.
Fourth, and you are ranked?
16.
Ooh. Going to be a tough competition, do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, what I want to talk to you about briefly is how you got into squash and how that all started. But before we do that, I have to announce that we have a giveaway. 016-201-9000, folks. Listen out for little ads and you'll find out what we're doing and what we're giving away and all that kind of stuff. So then, Delia, squash, right?
Yep.
Why did you start playing squash? How did that happen?
Oh, well, plus my dad, he used to coach the national team.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and then he used to bring me to the squash court every day.
Right.
After school.
Uh-huh.
And then I was just sitting there and watching them training.
But was it your passion as well? Did you like squash back then?
Not really.
Well, it's the same as Melissa thing, right?
Right,
you know, when
right,
she
right.
played tennis, the father actually said that, you know, look, girl, you know, you got to play tennis.
Right, right. I mean, I think this is how it works, right? You start off, you go and you sit at the courts for a little while, you watch them play for a while, and you're thinking to yourself, why am I here?
Yeah.
Why has he brought me here? And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay, just give me a racket. And then before you know it, you know, you're number 16 in the world.
But aren't you glad your dad actually brought you in squash?
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember since I was young, I just refused to train.
So what did you do then?
I just sitting down there, you know, watching them training and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just watching, sitting down there and just watching.
I mean, how long were you sat there watching for? I mean, how long is it an average training session?
About 2 hours.
2 hours?
Wow.
Yeah.
Just sit right there and do nothing.
And as a kid, you must be really bored, right?
How
You're
old
kind of
were
wiggling
you
and
that time?
I was about 10.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how did you build that kind of passion into squash?
When I was 11, I started playing the state level.
Mm.
And that got me a little bit competitive in squash.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to be the top in my category. Mm-hmm. So I started training.
Mm. But I mean, apart from, you know, squash, you know, when you were younger, were there any other sports that you actually were interested in?
Not really.
Her dad's the national squash coach.
You never know, because your
dad
is...
There's not going to be much choice, is there? You know?
Excuse me, but I mean, if your dad may like squash, but you know, you may like basketball, football, rugby, badminton, you never know.
And then her dad would say, hey, why you don't want to play squash, huh?
Different interests, okay?
But in school, I used to pick up badminton and volleyball.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right.
Did your dad say anything?
No.
You see?
Okay. Folks, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFMTTON or at BFM Radio. We're also on Instagram, of course. You can see a whole bunch of us pretty people on there if you want to follow us at BFMTTON. As usual, we're going to take a short break. We've got some ads and some music coming right up, but we'll be back with Delia in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is at that time of night. I am the young Richard Bradbury, sat with the elder Miss Adeline Chung.
Auntie Addie, you
Auntie
mean.
Addie. And of course, in the studio with us is... Come on, tell us your name.
Delia Arnold. Oh,
she's shy, you see. Second radio interview
you.
Ever. It's not because of me. Why would I make her nervous and shy? I mean,
well,
come
you
on.
You make a lot of girls nervous, I'm pretty much sure.
That doesn't sound good when you put it like that, you know? Anyway, folks, we have a giveaway, of course, 016-201-9000. Don't forget to give us your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. Follow us on Twitter, we're at BFMTTON, or you can find our Facebook page, also the same thing. So, Delia, right, we kind of had a bit of a short discussion about
how you sat
and you watched other people play squash, and then you, at around 11 or 12, you started doing your other stuff, right? Now, how quickly did you start being competitive and moving up through the ranks? How much of a challenge for you was it?
Well, I think I moved up really quick. I was, when I played at state level, I was already top three in my category. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I had the confidence and then I had
the ability, obviously.
Yeah.
What do you find most challenging about squash?
Well, you have to be really disciplined in court. You know, when I was younger, I had a really bad temper. I used to throw my racket, you know, when I lose and stuff like that. But it got much better now.
Signs of competitive.
Do you still, on occasion, throw your rackets around?
No, not anymore.
Not when anybody can see you anyway. I mean, tell me about the kind of the support that you get for your sport. You know, How does Malaysia help you out? How do they support you? How helpful are they?
Well, for us, I think for Malaysian, we are really lucky to have the government to support us. Mm-hmm. Unlike other countries, they support their own. Mm-hmm. I find it really tough when you have to support your own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And wherever we go, we travel for tournaments and everything paid for and we just have to perform.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's really give us a really huge support.
Right.
I mean, that's when you're doing something for the country anyway, right?
Yeah.
It must make you feel proud though, right?
Yeah.
What's your proudest moment so far, do you think?
Proudest moment so far, it's reaching the semifinals of the British Open last year.
Right.
Yeah, that was my biggest achievement in my career.
I mean, Wait.
You were the winner of the Malaysian Nationals though, right?
Yeah, and also the Malaysian
Nationals. I mean, let's just go through this. You're champion of the Singapore Open, the TC Nationals, the IJM Land Penang Open, the Delaware Open, Kuwait Open, NSC Series. It just goes on and on and on. Right?
Hopefully you get even more.
Get even bigger. Yeah. Who is it that you really want to play against? You know, is there somebody that you just want to play and just beat the heck out of? In a friendly kind of sporty way. In a sporty way, I mean. You know.
There is.
Do you want to name some of them? Or maybe one?
Maybe Dato' Nicole.
Of course. I knew it. Of course. Yeah. How many times have you played her so far?
In a tournament, I've played her 3 to 4 times.
Right.
Uh-huh. How was it?
Yeah. Not good.
I mean, throughout your tournaments that you know you've participated, you know, if you played for, I mean, who was the toughest player that you've encountered?
One of them would be Dato' Nicole. Mm-hmm. And the other one would be Nor Sherbini from Egypt. Mm-hmm. And also Ranim Walili.
What makes them difficult to play against, do you think?
They're really strong in the mental side. They fight for every point and they never give up.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it make you more competitive, though, when you see that in people?
I'm a bit scared sometimes.
Scared?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, you know, you have to play this kind of people. You have to be really prepared to get in court to fight against them. Mm. Yeah, if you're not prepared, then you get trashed.
Right.
So when going for a tournament, I mean, how long does it take for you to actually prepare for the tournament?
It depends where you go. Like in US, I need 4 to 5 days.
Oh, days, not weeks.
No. Weeks would be too long.
Okay.
Yeah, just 4 to 5 days to adapt to the weather, you know, and the court.
Right.
And, yeah.
Because I assume each court is different in one way or another, right?
Yeah, every court is different. So we need to go a few days before to get used to it.
Okay, so tell me about an average kind of training day, if you like. You know, I mean, I know nothing about squash apart from being able to watch it, right? I don't know what happens behind the scenes in kind of preparation for a match. Tell me about that, an average day.
I train twice a day, every day.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, except for Wednesday and Saturdays, we get a half day.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sunday, we get off.
Public holidays?
No, still training.
Have you already trained today then once?
Yeah, I trained this morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
And you'll be training again this evening?
I got an off day.
You've got an off day.
What's, what's your hours like, you know? If it's morning, how early? If it's an evening, how late it is?
Morning will be 9:30 to 11:30. Mm-hmm. And then the evening will be 4 to 6. Mm. Yeah.
And I assume it's not just playing against a partner. There'll be stuff like, you know, dashing around and whatever.
We have a group training in the morning.
Right.
There's about maybe 10 to 15 of us. So we just rotate around playing each other. Mm. And then in the evening, we have maybe a fitness session, a gym or a track session.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
So what happens if these people that you're training with and you end up playing them, what happens when you lose against one of the people you're training with? What kind, how does that affect your mood?
Well...
Because I can imagine one of these people who you're training with going home to their friends and saying, you know who I beat today in training session?
Yeah.
I mean, you must have been like that when you were younger, surely.
Yeah, I feel terrible after losing
really?
To them. Yeah.
I mean, you're friends anyway, right? So yeah, I mean, if you're losing, you know, you're playing with your friend, and if you lost...
Mm.
You know, we are friends off court, but in court we are enemies.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
It's like me and Adeline. So you know, in the studio, we're friends outside. Oh, no.
But after the match, then we're just off court. We're just friends again.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and do you kind of talk amongst your friends that you're training with? Do you give them suggestions, and do they give you suggestions as to why maybe they scored a point against you, or you scored a point against them, perhaps?
Yeah. After that, we'll talk about the match.
Right.
And then they'll give some opinions, and then I'll give some opinions.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine the opinions being quite strong sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, after a few days.
I mean, have you guys ever had arguments before?
No, not really.
When you guys giving like you know suggestions and everything, how to play and all.
Sometimes we do.
Mm.
Yeah. Right.
All right. We'll take a short break, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Of course, we are in the studio with Delia Arnold. She. Oh, my word. I'm so sorry. Currently ranked number 16 in the world and number 2 in Malaysia in squash, of course. Adeline, what number are you in the world rankings, do you think?
Zero?
That would put you above 1.
I don't know. Like,
I think I'm about 9,999 million, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't really play sports.
Me neither. I think the last time I played squash, I was about 11.
I've never even played squash before. I don't know how it works.
Delia, can you take a, you know,
maybe. I played badminton.
Yeah, sure.
Right, that's it. We'll bring a GoPro. There we go. Done.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, is that how it works
that's
now?
That's how it works now. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Bring it on. I mean,
she's got 2 training sessions
every day. I'm being competitive right now. Bring it on.
All right.
Why don't you two play a match?
Oh. Right. When you come back from Cleveland, we're going to call you.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
We'll be back after these messages, folks. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
I'm Delia Arno.
So just before the break, during the break, Adeline was talking about her knees and squash. Adeline, do you want to kind of elaborate on that and tell us a little bit more?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Didn't you say something about you're good with your knees or something along those lines?
Yeah, we're all good with our knees,
okay,
definitely.
Okay, all right. We'll just leave it at that then, shall we?
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Okay, we have a giveaway, of course, 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. So we kind of had a bit of a discussion, and we said that me and Adeline were going to play squash, and that...
Challenge accepted.
Delia will be our referee. I can't see this working out well, you know.
No, I think yes.
Yeah?
It's possible.
I mean, you're argumentative and competitive, and you keep reminding me
how
old I am. I could have a heart attack and die on a squash court.
What makes you think that young people cannot have heart attacks?
They can.
They can.
You look like you're having a heart attack all the time. The veins on the side of your head popping out, you know.
But slim chances, lah.
But slim chances, of course. Anyway, folks, as usual, it's that time where we have to move on to news from page 2. Mm-hmm. So have a quick listen to this.
Shouting.
Are you ready?
Mm.
I'm going to be talking about something we've kind of touched on very briefly before, and my Korean pronunciation is terrible.
You need some help?
Do you know how to pronounce it? It's mukbang.
Mukbang.
Ah. Essentially, it's 2 words that have been brought together. Mwakda means eat, and bangtong means to broadcast. And when you put it together, you get mukbang.
Okay.
Okay? So, it's about these... most of them are kind of very young people. They get paid to eat huge amounts of food on camera.
Okay,
right?
So people, is it on YouTube?
You can see it on YouTube, but they have their own kind of streaming service. It's called Africa TV.
What?
Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, A-F-R-E-E-C-A TV.
Oh.
Right? So you create an account on this thing, and then you sit and you watch these Korean people shove huge amounts of food into their mouth. And then the people that are watching donate like a virtual currency. And then these people who are eating get paid. You know, they can take this virtual currency and cash it in on one thing or another. So there's a few things that I find. Firstly, I find this quite weird to sit and watch people eat over the internet. I thought was a little bit odd. And, you know, further research kind of shows that Korea has the highest percentage of single-person households in the world right now, meaning that a lot of these people are kind of tuning in because it's a way of having a bit of company. It's almost like this person is sat opposite you eating. But it's not like if I, you know, if me and you went out for dinner or me and you went out for dinner, you know, I wouldn't be sat there just paying you money to eat. You know, it's, I find it a little bit weird. But it's not like they're eating just a normal meal. There's one kid who BJ Patu, he calls himself. I don't know why. This is his name. But on one of the videos, he opened up five packs of ramen at the same time and tried to eat all five packs at the same time.
Did he finish it?
No, he didn't finish it. His broadcast ends at about 18 minutes and he hasn't finished.
18 minutes to finish the five packets of noodles.
Yeah, but he didn't finish.
Okay.
But there is another one, this guy who ate 97 hamburgers in one go.
Whoa. Oh, I remember that.
Right?
There was a story about it.
A story about it. Now, these people are not, they're not getting fat. They don't have eating disorders. They don't have anything like that.
But I think it's just entertainment.
That's
right?
It's
an entertainment
tool. But it's a very specific Korean entertainment.
No, but what's so fascinating to actually watch someone on video eating?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
And you have to pay.
Right.
You don't have to pay, you can pay. Is that how they, is it part of their income?
Absolutely. Some of these are making $10,000 per month.
Really?
God.
Just to sit and eat.
Are
in front
we in
of
the right industry?
No, we're not, clearly. But I mean, you know, Malaysia being a land of food, you would think something like this would be popular here, but clearly not.
No, I would pay money to watch a movie, but not pay to watch a YouTube video like
Delia
that.
Delia, is weird, right?
I find it really weird.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the more kind of noises you make, the more slurping and whatever, the more people seem to enjoy it and pay.
But you know that it's the culture, right?
I know it's the culture, yeah. But you know, it's just...
Oh, I hate that.
Anybody sat next to me and they're making noises while they're eating...
Excuse me?
Yeah, excuse me.
Can you just chew?
You know, I mean, my mother, I mean, this is a funny story. When we were in China, you know what China's like for people eating as you're eating your noodles, right?
You don't have to go to China. You have it in Malaysia.
We have it in Malaysia too. Very true. But my mum was sat in this restaurant and she had to leave because the woman sat next to her was making so much noise.
Uh-huh.
It was driving my mother crazy.
I mean, the more you slurp, the more you know that it's tasty. So it's like a culture that, you know that, you know, it's good.
Right.
So that's when the customer, no, sorry, when that's when the owner, like, okay, the chef was like, okay,
right,
you like my food.
But, you know, dinner at my house was like, you know, a kind of pantomime of eating. No, nobody really discussed anything. Nobody said anything. We couldn't even have the TV on while we ate. You know, it was just one of those very kind of formal.
Imagine you go on a date and your date is slurring.
Oh, my gosh.
I would
go crazy.
I'm like, excuse me, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I got to leave. Okay, before we move on to the next story, 016-201-9000, listen out for the little sweeper thingy doodahs. You'll know what to do. Full name, I see, and why I deserve to win. Now, Adeline, what do you have for us?
Talk about heroin.
What?
Cash and heroin.
So
he went to a McDonald's drive-thru, okay, and he bought, a meal, and as he was paying his meal, he passed cash as well as a small packet of heroin accidentally.
On purpose, you know.
No, it wasn't accidental.
Here's a little tip for you. that wasn't his meaning then.
It's going to cost more than a meal at McDonald's, right?
I assume so.
So the thing is, I don't understand. Number one, I'm just thinking, how high or stupid can this guy be to actually pass cash and heroin together?
Probably both.
Okay, number two, when the employee actually took the money, clearly and surely that, you know, you would have discovered a green plastic baggie that's rock-like substance, according to how they explain to it, right?
Right.
I mean, like, how can you not know? The thing is, the guy, the customer, who was not caught, they didn't call the police straight away because she was, the employee was actually calculating the money and that's when she realized it.
This sounds a bit fishy to me.
It is. That's the thing.
Right.
It is fishy. So actually, they actually reported the police, and they're actually getting a CCTV to find out who this guy is.
Ah, so, I mean, there is a chance that maybe there was no guy who handed it over, and maybe it was just the employee.
Ah, that's the thing. But, I mean, they said that, you know, the guy actually passed the heroin over to the employee of the McDonald's whilst he was paying for his meal.
They've got it all on CCTV though, right?
So yeah, that's why they're hunting down for the guy.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Quite stupid, right?
Quite stupid. Okay, right. It's come to that time of night where we have to do something like this.
Smarty pants.
Okay, Delia, let's not even pretend that you're not competitive because we know you are. Right, so you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't know the answer, just say skip. Don't waste time thinking about it. If you don't know, if it doesn't come instantly, we move right along, okay?
Right.
So your 3 minutes start now. Shoes with red soles are the signature of which famous fashion designer? Gianni Versace or Christian Louboutin?
Louboutin.
What is the name of the method that removes or shapes eyebrow hairs using strands of cotton, silking or threading?
Threading.
Tesla Motors is a car manufacturing company from which company? Country, Germany or the US?
Pass.
The name Seabiscuit usually refers to what exactly? A sea creature or a horse?
Horse.
Which of these people appeared on the cover of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album? Mike Tyson, Morgan Freeman or Shirley Temple?
Temple.
Where was squash invented? China or the UK?
UK.
Who wrote the song Mr. Tambourine Man for the Byrds in 1965? Bob Seger or Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
What was Cinderella's carriage before it was changed by the fairy godmother? Was it a squash or a pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
How many children did Harry and Ginny Potter have in the books? Two or three?
Three.
Complete this famous movie line. You had me at...
You want to skip?
Pass.
Which squash player had the longest consecutive wins of all time with 555? Jeff Hunt or Jahangir Khan?
Jahangir Khan.
What unit of measurement does OZ stand for?
Ounce.
What exactly is a stogie, a sandwich or a cigar?
Cigar.
Plaka is the old quarter of which European city? Athens or Budapest?
Pass.
Traditionally made in Mexico, bolillo is a type of what? Dessert or bread?
Bread.
2015 was the year of which animal? Sheep, ram or goat?
Goat.
It's all of them. Yeah, we'll give you that. Singer and musician William James Adams is better known by what stage name? Wiz Khalifa or Will.i.am?
Will.i.am.
Which of these ingredients are used as the base for making mayonnaise? Dijon mustard, ketchup or Tabasco?
Pass.
Which football club did the Brazilian Ronaldo used to play for? Real Madrid or Barcelona?
Barcelona.
Which famous director and writer is currently writing a TV show for Amazon? Martin Scorsese or Woody Allen?
Woody Allen.
Gorgonzola cheese comes from which country? France or Italy?
Pass.
What clothing item does the owner of Playboy magazine, Hugh Hefner, always wear? A bow tie or a sleeping robe?
Bow tie.
It's the other one. Who wrote the critically acclaimed Gonzo autobiographical novel, Fear and Hunting in Las Vegas? Jack Kerouac or Hunter S. Thompson?
Pass.
Okay. Who has been shown the most yellow cards for England, for the England national team the most? Paul Scholes or David Beckham?
David Beckham.
Okay, final question. Snogging is a British slang term for what? Running or kissing?
Kissing.
Well done. We're going to take a short break, folks. We'll be back to find out how well Delia Arnold did on our Smarty Pants quiz. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
I'm Delia Arnold.
Delia was a little bit quiet during the quiz, you know.
Very. I was so surprised. I'm like, hello.
I thought she'd be shouting into the microphone. It's this answer. but no. Anyway, folks, if you want to get in touch for the competition, 016-201-9000, give us your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We're on Twitter at BFMTTON or at BFM Radio. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're going to do is go through some of the questions that Delia Arnold got wrong on Smarty Pants.
Yeah, so the first one, Tesla Motors is a car manufacturing company from which country? It's United States. Complete this famous movie line, you had me at hello.
Hello.
Do you want me to sing
that? No, I do not want you to sing that song.
Plaka is the old quarter of which European city? Is Athens. Which football club did the Brazilian Ronaldo use to play for? Is Real Madrid. Finally, Gorgonzola cheese comes from which country? Italy.
Italia. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Delia Arnold scored 17 points.
Well done.
Well done. Woo-hoo.
Well done. How do you feel about that?
Great.
Yay. Okay, it's almost time for us to wrap up the show. We've got a few facts we're going to throw out in a couple of minutes. But Delia, we want to wish you real good luck.
Yeah,
because
all the
very
best.
Shortly you'll be off
all
in
right.
Cleveland.
Thank you.
You'll be playing. It's going to be tough and cold, right?
When are you going again?
On Monday.
Ah. All excited. Yep. All supporting you for that. Anyway, let's
Thank
just
you.
Hope you do well. Of course you'll do well.
Because
when
course.
You because when you come back, you're
gonna silly question.
She's going to come back and coach Adeline, right?
Yeah. Coach us.
And you.
No. Ah, hear that?
I was trying to
and
get
you,
out of it.
Who am I going to play against?
Her.
Delia?
Yeah.
You know I'm going to lose if I play with her.
I would pay good money to see that.
You know that I'm going to beat... No,
oh,
no, sorry.
Oh, really? Really? You're going to beat her?
No, I'm going to beat you.
Oh, you're going to beat me?
I'm going to beat you.
You beat me anyway.
Challenge accepted, by the way.
Okay, fair enough, okay. Fair enough. Where do you normally practice?
In Bukit Jalil.
All right.
Sure.
There we go.
There we go.
Have you got an outfit to wear?
Of course I do. Do you?
No. Anyway, folks, right. So, fact of the day. Adeline, what do you have?
Okay, so it would take the average person walking nonstop approximately 347 days to walk around the world.
347 days?
To walk around the world. Okay. It's not too bad, lah.
Yeah, I mean, my brother could be able to do that.
Yeah.
He should be doing that right now. Okay, my fact is that San Pedro Prison in La Paz in Bolivia, inmates rent their own cells. Mm. They can live with their families. They charge tourists for tours. And at one point, this prison produced all of the cocaine in Bolivia.
What?
In a prison.
In a prison?
In a prison.
Okay, I'm not surprised.
There are prison cells where the inmates have three stories. They have showers and baths and they have balconies and all of this kind of stuff.
Seems like you know it very well.
I've been reading about it. It's fascinating.
I
fascinating
know, I'm just
stuff.
Joking with you, Richard.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back, of course, from deepest, darkest Banda Otama. It has been that time of night. This has been Delia Arnold. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks
Absolute
for
pleasure
having
to
meet
you. Anytime. Come back.
Sure.
All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.